My name is Sandra Clark, and my character in Are You Being Served was Miss Robinson. It was simply offered to my agent to go up for the job, and I had done some comedy before, I'd done other things. But what was interesting was that David Croft was there at the interview, and he had, because he's written the script so tightly, he knew exactly whether you were going to be the person he wanted or not. So we had a chat, I read for him, and one of the lovely times was I walked out with the job. So that was very nice. But his jigsaw of characters and the guests, he knew exactly what he wanted. So you either were right or you were wrong. And that was a nice moment walking out with the job and having met him. Miss Robinson was to get engaged to young Mr. Grace. And the storyline of the whole episode was actually about Mrs. Slocum, who thought that perhaps that young Mr. Grace was going to get engaged to her. So it was just to be a surprise that Miss Robinson, who worked in the jewellery department, and that was why the discussion was about the rings, was actually the one that was causing the twinkle in young Mr. Grace's eye. And my scene was very short, but it was delightful. And I just came in the door, and everybody in the audience, which is lovely, must have known that Miss Slocum was coming ready for a downfall. So they were wondering what it was. And when I came in, and then I knelt at young Mr. Grace's knees, and there was a bit of twinkle between the two of us. Nothing much was said, and then I left. I remember they made my skirt slightly shorter so that I had legs, so this would help the image of young Mr. Grace getting a young wife. And then it was for Mrs. Slocum to come in, and then it was her downfall as young Mr. Grace explained that he was actually wanting to get married to Miss Robinson. It was a very short, but it was a very warm, very nice little scene. And it was lovely to work with Harold Bennett. He was such... He really was a darling, and of course he wasn't young Mr. Grace at all. He was an actor, and we at one point discussed whether I might, as Miss Robinson, sit on his knee. But that was making it too obvious for the audience, so we discarded that. But it was fun for a while to sit on his knee. And the other thing was we had a long... I was only really working with him, although I got to know the rest of the cast very well as well, at lunches and things. But Harold Bennett had actually been a motorcycle outrider in the First World War. And my grandfather was also a motorcycle outrider. And my father had cheated his agent, fought in the First World War. So apart from the Are You Being Served, we got together and chatted. And so the nice thing was we had a sort of shorthand of relationships. So when we came to do the scene, it was easy because I knew him and he knew me. Well, as I said, Harold Bennett was delightful. And of course, he was nothing like young Mr. Grace in real life. He was an actor, an upright actor. And as I said, we had a bit of history to share, which we chatted about, which is always useful because when you're going to work with somebody and quite closely, if you have a shorthand with them, it makes life easier. Molly Sugden is marvellous. And of course, I met the whole cast, and they're like an enormous family. They were delightful and they welcomed the guests. And as guests, our job was simply to be a feed to their comedy, their humour. But they treated us like we were all part of the jigsaw. And Molly Sugden was marvellous, and I enjoyed watching her. And I also made friends with Wendy Richard, who was playing Miss Brahms. And we had long conversations. And later on, a few years later, quite a few, I worked with her on EastEnders. And it was marvellous because EastEnders very rarely went on location, but we were going on location to Scotland to do this storyline about Pauline Fowler, which is Wendy Richards' part. Mark Fowler had HIV, and my daughter was going to marry him. And we had a long scene in a church in Scotland, And on the way there, she said, "Oh, sit beside me in the plane. And it's lovely to meet, to see you again." And we got on extremely well in the hotel. And so when we came to do the intense scene in EastEnders, we again had a shorthand relationship. And afterwards, I went to her flat. After the episode finished, I went to her flat. We had long walks in Regent's Park, putting the world right. So it was lovely. They were a super cast, and they were so talented. David Croft had chosen them brilliantly. They were all at the top of their performance of what kind of Peacock was like or Inman was like. They all knew exactly who they were playing, and it was a bit like being in Wimbledon. They would pass the ball on the set to each other. That the comedy would go from one to the other. They'd bat it back, and one of the things was you had to keep very close, absolutely to the lines that David Croft and Perry had written, because that was the timing and the pausing and the innuendo and the double takes for the cameras that had to be very strictly, the timing was what we were constantly working on in rehearsal. It was all in the studio. It was always in the studio. There was 5 days rehearsal and then one day in the studio, and the sets were in the studio because we had an audience. And it was just a little scene in a set beside the main set of the Grace Brothers Emporium. But it was in a studio and quite intimate and rather nice. The comedy, the laughing between us happened in rehearsal, and it was not possible. Sometimes if there was a slight fluff, it would just continue, but you didn't want to go back. You couldn't go back when there was an audience. And it was like years later, I did Me and My Girl in about 32 episodes. And it was always at the camera rehearsal when you laughed at each other. But then when it came to the takes, you were absolutely, had to be 10 out of 10. And sometimes people would look away in the camera rehearsal or something, but when it came to the actual taking, we didn't have any mistakes. I can't remember any particular accidents or anything. There were jokes in rehearsal when people added extra bits or were very naughty or had other ideas, but we had to work. It was 5 days, and it's quite a half hour. You've really got to work hard. So most of it, people assume that perhaps doing a sitcom is great fun and quite a laugh. Well, it's like anything, whether you're doing Shakespeare, it's like you enjoy the rehearsals, but then you really have to get it together. And so everybody was concentrating to be right on the night. It was marvelous. I admired their work, and the amount of effort that had gone into the script, the hours and hours of getting each line to be exactly right, I was full of admiration for that, and it was a pleasure to be saying their lines because they worked. I couldn't choose one, because when I was working with them and when I watch, it's a whole family. It's a whole group of people. It's an ensemble group, and each one plays his part, whether it's Inman or Peacock or Rumble. And you couldn't pick one out, because Molly Sagnon's funny because of what Peacock said to her, or Peacock's put on the spot because of Inman sending him up. So I adored them all, and to work with them all was great, because to see them performing, each one absolutely on the ball for his character. So I'm afraid I just thought, as the audience did as well, I'm sure, they were an ensemble. You wanted all of them. You wanted them all there at your Christmas party. Miss Robinson in Are You Being Served, she served her purpose for that episode. She wasn't talked of again. And I didn't appear in any of their other sitcoms. I did other sitcoms, Agony and Shelley, but I wasn't somebody that they thought of for anything. In the other things, they were so exact about their casting that once you'd done something for them, that was you, and that's how they saw you. And So it was, that was it. A real pleasure to go back in time. It must be 40 odd years, but it was a happy time. And these things are all additive. Doing Are You Being Served was one of the things I did. And you remember how you had to be so precise and that sitcom attitude, and you carry it on. So thank you, David Croft. And thank you. It was a very happy time. Thank you.